Good evening. Welcome. He's unable to join. Why are you unable to join? Salike, try making a request to join. Okay, thank you. When that is happening, I am going to bring us up to speed. Number one, for those of you who missed the short sessions I have during the week, the same sessions continued this week. And this time around, we decided to target the reasons why you've not been showing up at the things God has called you to do, right? The vision in your heart, the assignment you know you're supposed to start, the book you're supposed to write, whatever it is, that platform, that women's organization, men's organization, whatever community you know you're supposed to build that you've been too afraid to start. This week, we catered to all the things that might be holding you back. For example, how trauma might be affecting your love and two other topics. Please go through the last few posts and you'll be able to read them. Secondly, Speak Your Change is now live. Speak Your Change is live after 2 years. So let me share the brief story of why Speak Your Change never made it to the internet. Because Speak Your Change was easy to make. And when I say easy to make, I slept at the studio. The sound engineer slept at the studio. We finished recording one night and it rained halfway into the recording. Rain messed up the entire recording. We had to do it again. But when I said it was easy in terms of how we sourced the sound. So we started feeling like maybe if we put it online, YouTube will flag the sound and say, oh, we have copyright issues and blah, blah, blah. So we never put it on. Like the fear of what could happen if we try it did not even let us attempt. Guess what? We uploaded all the videos yesterday and YouTube only flagged 1 minute. Just 1 minute. Out of 8 videos, some of them are 30 minutes long, some of them are 3 minutes long. YouTube only flagged 1 minute out of all of those minutes. Just 1 minute. So for the fear of 1 minute, we did not do something for 2 years. Don't be like us. Jump on what God needs you to jump on. And that's why Salike is here today. He's a fantastic data person. He's a fantastic Christian. He's a fantastic strategist. And so I knew there was no person within our immediate sphere right now that we could bring to talk about this topic, if not him. And that's what we're here to do today. Why you need to be spiritual and strategic. And so regarding Speak Your Change, from tonight, as I speak right now, Speak Your Change is premiering on YouTube. We decided we wanted the first one to premiere side by side the live session so that the moment you finish the live session, you can just go there and go listen to. Today's affirmation should be on health. Now, if you are like me, you have offline hours. I am not always online all the time. I love to be online, but I also love to be offline as well. What that means is I have certain songs and certain sounds that I listen to offline. As a matter of fact, some of my instrumental audio for prayer, I paid for them to custom make me instrumentals so I can play them offline and I don't have to bother about infringing on someone's copyright and infringing on someone's rights or is it piracy? So I don't have to suffer for piracy and stuff like that. Yes, some of the audio sounds for Audacity Prayer are custom made for us and I have them offline. So if you're like me, you like offline sound. What that means is that we made plans for you. That's what all this English is about. We made plans for offline people. All you need to do is go to free resources in our bio. Click the link in our bio, scroll down to free resources and search for Speak Your Change. There are a list of free resources. So if you missed the live session with Erastus Uso, we've edited the audio, is there. If you missed Why the Right Time to Begin will never come, while the right time to begin that vision, that assignment will never come. If you missed it, all you need to do, yay, finally. Okay, he's coming on now. If you missed that session with Coach Ewa, all you need to do is still go to the free resources page. Edited audio is there. If you are a multi-potentialite, that means you have the capacity to do plenty of things. You have vision, you have skills, education, experience, and you don't know how to tie all of these things together. There is a free tool for you called the Pathfinder. Again, it's on the website. All you need to do is scroll to the link in our, go to the link in our bio after this live session, scroll down to free resources and you will find it. Sit around smiling. Salike, say you're making a guest smile. I am so excited about tonight's session because 2 weeks ago, we spoke on why the right time to begin will never come. And a lot of people were afraid as to, but I know God said I should do it, but I'm afraid. So how do I start? How do I do this? And I said, you know what? I can teach you people where I can speak a lot of English. Let me go and look for somebody who is very simple. And when I was describing Salike to you people yesterday, no, 2 days ago in the live session, I said the only way I can describe him is son of God. The man is a child of God. The man knows he's God. This person is going to not just, and it's not because he's my friend and I'm hyping him. Oh, by the way, I've been hiding him in my corner. I don't want to share him with you people since 2016. So this is important for me to be sharing him with you. I need you people to come into the place where God would have you be. God has called you to do something. You know it's the voice of God. But how do I put strategy to what God has already said? I'm going to read a scripture today, something I have never done before. I'm going to read a scripture to kickstart today's session because a lot of us call ourselves gods. The Bible says ye are gods, right? And we believe it, we know it, and we say ye are gods and you will die like mere men. But let me read what gods do to you people. What do gods do? That scripture we quote where we say ye are gods. There are verses that precede the statement ye are gods. Let me read it. Psalm 82. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? This is KJV. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. It hit me recently that we jump to verse 6 and say, ye are gods. But what do gods do? The preceding verses tell us how gods defend the fatherless, they do justice, blah, blah, blah. Isn't that social service? Isn't that social service? You would think because it says, ye are gods, you people are supposed to be fighting. Ye are gods, you people are supposed to be going to war. Ye are gods, you people are supposed to be doing these mighty things. It says, no, ye are gods, you are supposed to be influencing society. So if all of your spirituality is that you sit down and pray, and you are not affecting society. I have been saying it this week. If all we are spirit beings, we don't belong in a human world. Saleke, I'm going to let you go now.
Yeah. Okay, good evening. I don't know if I'm audible.
Yes, you are for me, but you can be a little louder.
Okay, I can frame right. Okay. I was thinking you would have, you know, to be more interactive.
Yeah, it's going to be. Yeah, you can go from the scripture I just read. That was Psalm 82.
Yeah, well, let me just pick you from where I've been in my mind anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we somehow, I want to make sure I come in from where you are talking from. And Father, we pray, right? But then we pray, we study, we do all the spiritual thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then we are not there to affect our world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back to Psalm 82 again. Just give me the verse.
Okay, I've dropped my Bible. I have to pick it up. Hold on. It says, I have said, ye are gods. And all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations.
All right. The question I want us to ask is, how did the prince fall? We know who he was talking about here. But ye shall die like what? Men, or like one of the princes. So which prince is he talking about here? I believe we all know that, right? That's the Lucifer. That's the devil. I don't know if that makes sense. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go on.
So the question is, how did Lucifer fall, really? If we ask ourselves that question, how did he fall? You know, is it in the, you know, one of the things that we need to understand is when God talks, you have to understand that this is God talking. I don't know if you ever get to that place where you're like, okay, this is God talking. Let me put it this way. Let's come a bit physical. If Elon Musk says something, Elon Musk now. So if Elon says something to you, how are you going to perceive that thing? In your mind, you're going to get a bit, okay, this is Elon talking. So if Elon says salt is good, probably be thinking there's something in salt that he's talking about that is beyond the normal salt all of us know. You know, definitely he's talking beyond sodium and chlorine. So you just want to find out what is Elon Musk. The same thing God put here, I have said ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. For you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes, and that is the devil. If you x-ray, I use the word x-ray because God talking, so yeah. If you x-ray Isaiah 14. If you read Ezekiel 28, you'll see how Lucifer fell. Did you understand? So yeah, if you read Isaiah 14, if you read Ezekiel 28, you see how Lucifer fell. So, but then I don't want us to use all of the hour to go into how Lucifer fell. I will just bring one thing from there. I don't know if we're there. I'll bring only one thing, one statement, and that's all I will say. Lucifer fell because he went out of his design. It's that simple. He wanted to be more than God said he would be. He wanted to, you know, he eyed where man was supposed to be, and he wanted to be that. I'm calling the scriptures out so that we can all check, fact check, you know.
Can you please increase your voice? The volume is quite low, someone is saying. Oh, yeah, scream. Okay. Yeah, scream.
Okay, so, but hi, back now. Am I very audible? Is it better?
Sounding like the president Sha came to talk to us. We have to stretch our ear.
No, it's not the president, please. If they cannot hear me, I think I should speak louder.
You're low. Volume is too low.
Can you hear me better now? Way better. But right now, I'm struggling to hear you. It's okay.
That's because I'm muting my mic, so there are no obstructions.
Can you hear me better? Please, I need to confirm.
Yes.
And so let's go from here then. So this is it. Lucifer fell because he was living his own design. That's just the simple thing. Now we can go back and forth. You know, there are other things we can share about all of that. I mean, there are other things you can see if you check Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28. But one thing is clear. He wanted to be like the Most High. Someone said it's still low. Away. All right. So Divine Grace, I'm trying to be louder. Can you hear me now? Hello, Divine Grace. If it's clear, I would like you to respond, but let me also make sure that I don't have background making noise. All right, so let me just go on. I'm very sure you'll hear me. So Lucifer went out of his design. And I'm saying this because I want us to see Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. I really wanted us to stay with Ephesians today because when you speak of strategy, when you speak of spirituality, you have to check Ephesians, really. You have to check Ephesians. If you're not checking Ephesians, I doubt where you're reading. At least for
can I read?
Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah, you can.
KJV, you need another version because I don't have another version.
Fine. At least that's what we
have. Okay. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is.
So that makes sense. The definition of wisdom for man, for all of us now, the definition of strategy is that we know what God's will is. I don't know if that makes sense. So anything you're doing outside God's will is not strategy. No matter how smart it sounds, really, I'm trying my best to, let's just be practical here and let's go home with something. You can analyze to tomorrow while it's about fail. I can tell you why the Bible says you shall die like men. Because truth is, are we not men? I'm asking you.
We are men.
We'll die like men. Now, God knows what he's saying there. I want us to check something. Maybe we should just check right now. Mm-hmm. Let's check Ezekiel now. Ezekiel 28. Swiftly, mm-hmm. We'll come back. Just check Ezekiel 28. Holy moly, give me a second, please. Let's do 1-5.
See me doing draw a sword on IG Live. Wow.
I could read myself anyway.
No worry, I'm there already. The word of the Lord came unto me saying.
I would like to read so I can make emphasis where I want to.
Okay, please go on. Please go on.
It says, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Son of man, say Prince of Tyre, thus hear the Lord. Because your heart is lifted up. It's simple. There is a place the heart is supposed to be. But then now you've lifted that heart. There's another estate you desire. And let's go further. It said, you say, I am a God. God did not say, I said. Now, if you check Psalm 82, it's telling us that we are gods.
Okay.
So what it is what he is not. What we are saying we are not is who we are. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
So yeah, the devil is saying, I am a God. And God is saying, no, you're not. But in Psalm 52, he's telling us, we are gods.
But
so let's go further.
We are telling ourselves that we are not gods.
Exactly. Now I'm going further now. He said, I sit in the seat of gods. And he doesn't. In the midst of the seas. The devil now answered him. God answered the devil here. He said, you are a man and not a god. I don't know if this is so,
okay. And then he was telling us that we are gods and we will die like mere men if we don't. Okay.
I'm telling the devil here that you are a man. So the question is the devil a man? Right. Forward. He said, though you set your heart as the heart of a god, behold, you are wiser than Daniel. Truly, he was wiser than Daniel in his estate as Lucifer. But Daniel was, that means Daniel is the kind of a man that is wise. But you
okay.
See, now we are in Christ. Christ is both the power and the wisdom of God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We're wiser than Solomon. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who we are. So yeah, we are wiser in any way. But let me go further. And he was talking about it. He said, there's no secret that can be hidden from you. He said, with your wisdom and understanding, you have gained riches for yourself and gathered gold and silver into your treasuries. Don't forget, this is not money. Devil is not buying a house.
Not buying a house. Okay, God.
I stopped talking about it. The devil is not, when he's rich, he's not as if he's buying cars in hell. He doesn't need it. But what currency is in the spirit, right, is wisdom, is information. That the devil has some information. Let's check it. You will see it. I'll go further. He said, you have gained riches for yourself and gathered gold and silver into your treasuries. What is this riches? Let's check verse 5. Are we all there?
Okay.
He said, by your great wisdom in trade, you have increased your riches. Can you see? Another version.
Wisdom in trade.
Through your merchandise, interacting with knowledge that is not supposed to be your own. It is not for your cater. It's not for your class. It's a management meeting. You're not supposed to be there. It's that simple. But then you just want to take information from there and work with it. And then you started desiring what is not his. It's simple. So you're there. You are in the content department. So the management started having a meeting, and we're talking about sending all the video guys to South Africa for a training. Somehow, because of your merchandise, you heard that information, and then suddenly you started saying, okay, me, I want to be in South Africa. And you are not a video person. So it is clear you are asking for what is not your own because you have heard the prior information. So having seen where man was supposed to be, he just wanted it. I am a God. I sit in the seat of God. If you check Ezekiel down, if you check Isaiah 28, you start saying this thing is more. I really don't want us to waste time on that.
Okay.
But we're not wasting time anyway.
So I want us to journey from the path where God says this is who we are, and then we begin to say, oh, no, I am not who you say I am.
Yes, we'll get there. We'll get there.
Okay.
Now, the truth is, it's the same spirit. And that's why God could use, you would fall like a man. Do you understand? You would fall a man. Let us leave all of this, you know, epic stories of the devil and God and how they fell, how they didn't fall.
Epic stories.
Yeah, really an epic story, really. Especially if I decide to go a bit. Let me just drop this for some of us who can study.
Okay.
Right? The Old Testament, right? What's the number of stones you have on the high priest?
12?
Yes, that's the effort.
Okay, let me not shame my Bible study teachers.
And then if you can pick a book from... there is a book now, I don't know if I can call it out there, The Spiritual Mind by Reverend Sam Oyelese. The Spiritual Mind by Reverend Sam Oyelese. You will see the explanation of those stones. If you also study a bit of etymology, you will understand the meaning of those stones. Yeah.
Okay.
You want to check Isaiah 14 when he was also accounting the same story. Now, Isaiah 14 wrote about the number of stones on the devil. I mean, on Lucifer now. Go and check it. They were 9.
Okay.
Not 12.
Okay.
And if you check the three stones, does not have, the meaning they have is they are just the three things remaining from him to be as God, which man is. But man now, if you now check First Peter, I say, yeah, he chosen what? A generation, a royal priesthood. Your royal priesthood now. So,
and the priesthood will be as the priesthood of the priest of Israel.
Exactly. So we now have that effort that has our 12 stones. So we are fine now. We have the 12 he does not have. So really, the devil is the definition of the mere man. That is, the man that cannot function as a God, but he is man. Now, man as us in Christ is the man that can function as God at the same time. Do you understand? That's why the definition differs. And I'm going somewhere to what you're saying. The devil cannot function as God. Even when he was Lucifer, he can stay in his estate as Lucifer.
He can cannot be God.
But he's not supposed to be God. He was not made in God's image and likeness. During creation, we were the only ones that God said, let us make man in our own image. So there is a man, but let's not make that man. Let's redefine what man is. Let this be in our own image and after our own likeness. So we are complete in him. That's what that thing says. Do you understand? Because the fullness of the Godhead now bodily dwells in Christ, which is now in us. Do you understand that concept? So it's simple. We are fully man and fully God. The same thing Jesus was. There are some places they call Jesus the Son of Man, which means the highest expression that man can be, right? And the Son of God. So he was merging the two. Now, how does that lead to Psalm 82 now? You can now imagine there is no other entity on earth that carries the same level of responsibility and ability that God has other than us. I will come again. I'm not even trying to speak English here. I'm being sincere. Please listen. There is no other entity on planet earth that has the same ability and responsibility that God has, which means if you do not see yourself in the image and the likeness of God, you step into that level of creativity, right? Now, the word God is creator, right?
Okay.
Source, creator of heaven and earth. If you do not step into that place, we are going to leave the earth to rotten. So, so the instructions in Genesis 1, in Genesis 1, 26, 28, in Genesis 9, subdue, dominate,
be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth and all of them.
You understand?
And you could see that all through Old Testament, God started to call people according to who they are, and they're always denying it. Oh, Gideon, thou mighty man of valor. The Baba replied, I'm but a child.
Now, Jeremiah said he was a child. Gideon was looking at the angel like, she saw me.
Gideon also gave that idea, really. He was
that, I'm a child. Wow. Wow.
No, he was not for you. I can tell you why Gideon packed a lot of people into the army. One, he was more. He was nothing. Do you know, that's where he saw himself. So having destroyed his father's gods, he's a god that everybody worshipped in their village. This is the god that the father's house loved. So yeah. And since the father said he should not kill him, he probably said, so he was gathering for the battle. I'm sure the aunties brought a lot of people to talk. Yasha destroyed our god. So let this guy follow you to Shah fight the battle. At least you won't deny my son joining your army.
They're not easy to do family settlement.
So one valley in the junction, one Egbon Adigbo, take my brother. One uncle in the next duplex, brought his brother. Before you know,
I have never imagined it.
So he was probably guilty. He destroyed his father's god yesterday. So he would not say no to any other thing. He just wanted to appease everybody else to cover for the end of yesterday. So he went into battle with 300 soldiers and 2,700 liabilities. And if you work on the ratio, it would have been 1:9. You know, 3 into 2, 7. That's 1/9. So one soldier would have been having it. He would have died.
True.
And I'm going somewhere. What it means to be strategic now. He would have died. And when they died, he would have come home defeated. And people would now mock him. Basically, we told you, you destroyed the gods that used to help us. Now you have lost the battle. In a mockery on God, just because he was trying to save face. So most times when we call ourselves, I'm not enough, I can't do it, it's not yet time, I'm not, you know, what you're doing to yourself is that you're shutting down on what God wants to do on earth through you. God will not intrude our space.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's where I'm bringing those things. So our strategy is knowing what the will of the Lord is. And it's clear that we are gods here on earth. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Do things as you will. Same thing prayer Jesus prayed. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm going to enforce that way. What do you think you were asking for daily bread for before you asked to do the will? What do you think you asked for daily bread for after? Give us this day our daily bread. Is it not to do the will? Because the truth is there is no point eating the next day and living the next day if you're just going to go on doing your own will. I'm not going to do what God to do. And I'm going to rephrase. Sometimes when we say doing God's will, all we see is obedience. You know, I do not lie, I do not steal, I preach the gospel, I got so saved, which is very good. But the question is, the instructions God has given to you, you have to carry them out.
That are peculiar to you.
Peculiar, thank you, tailor-made. And trust me, you will not be able to even understand that some instructions are for you, except you start believing that I am a God, that I am not seated with Christ in heavenly places, because the abilities to do the things God has called you to do are not within the mere understanding. The word is mere, ordinary. If you think of yourself ordinarily, you will not be able to comprehend the instruction God is bringing.
You always feel unworthy and unqualified.
Even if the word of prophecy came out in the service, that there's somebody here, you're going to have a global brand, you're moving all over, you're going to look at someone else.
That's how you've been behaving.
I received the word for you, and the word was yours. Now, I think I kind of discerned into what you once said, and I will say it this way. I think you want people to leave this place going to do it, right? Like, just do it, going to what they're supposed to do. I believe you want that. And let me ask you this question. To that person, if you were Virgin Mary, you'd never been with a man, and Gabriel came around, the first thing is, how did you even know? If you even have waited for an angel to give you instruction, you'd have run away. The fear of seeing an angel. If I don't believe I'm a God, I won't even wait for the angel to drop instruction. Bro, all the wings and colors and glories, I will bolt, I'll run away. Now, that's a level of believing.
That you can even allow yourself to be spoken to.
Imagine someone else says, you shall conceive in your womb and bear a child and shall call his name Jesus. That ruins everything. I've not been with a man, and I'm going to give that. That means you may not look anything like the instruction God is bringing. That means you may not look anything like the instruction God is bringing to you. And I'm telling you the truth. And I know it's for someone. You will not, did I say me? I'm just lying. No, not me. You will not, in the physical, look like anything God is telling you to do. I will repeat why. Let's use Jesus. When Jesus was going to the cross, the disciples they gave him to be in charge of could not even pray with him 1 hour. These are people he has trained for 8 years. The one that he felt was responsible to Peter was busy slashing ears up and down like a samurai. just, bro, I'm supposed to die 6 hours from now, and you are cutting people's ears off. Let's even allow that to pass. At the cross, all of them bolted. It took Simon the Cyrene to come and carry the cross for him, and then Joseph the Arimathea to come and get the body to bury. None of the disciples showed up until he resurrected. The question is, if you were Jesus, would you have asked for extra time from God? That God, please give me 2 more years to work on these disciples. I'm not ready.
My team is not ready.
You will have more time. Let me train them more, you know, leadership trainings. But Jesus knew, if this is the instruction, I have to go. Let the comforter come. The rest will be done. You have to trust God that he can. You see, the issue with believers is that we forget that I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. It's not that I can do all things through the strength I can see. You're not going to see it all. You are going to start not even knowing what you're doing. You think Noah knew what ark there was. There has never been rain before. Nobody has built any ark before Noah came on board. And he built it. Do you understand? So, and that's why as a believer, you have to walk by faith. Check Hebrews 11:3. By faith, right? Hebrews 11:3. By faith, this word was the word of God. Do you understand? By faith, this word was by the word of God. So it's clear. If you do not understand as a believer, you walk or live by faith, you will trivialize the instructions that God brings to you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes perfect sense.
You trivialize all the instructions. So you're walking by faith. You're not going to understand it. And I'm telling somebody here, you're not going to understand the instruction. One, you're not going to look like it. You are going to pass it away. But as you do that, go and come back and say, God, okay, let's run this. It's not by me. It's by your strength. And
that's right.
Understanding that you are a God, man.
That
sometimes it's going to be null and void. Just allow your spirit on it. Allow the spirit to brood on it and say, let there be light. And that's what you do.
You said plenty.
Yeah. I just want to balance with this. If you check Hebrews 11:3, God is not telling you to do what he has not done. No. He's not cheating us. He says, by faith, the words were framed by the word of God. He used faith too. Everything was null. It was void. There was water everywhere. And then he spoke, let there be light. And there was Christ. And from there, started calling forth every other thing. So it was good. He continued. And that, you need to understand, that simple act of faith, calling for the light. Now you're having America, you're having Asia, you're having people, you're having trees, you're having skyscrapers, you're having aeroplanes, you're having AI, you're having Twitter, Instagram, just from the first act of faith, let there be light. So when you start, you don't know how you're going to get, but you have to start. And that comes from understanding that you are a God and you're going to move by faith. I think I can drop that here.
That was a lot you said. The Speak Your Change affirmation playlist we are releasing tonight. The first one premieres tonight. The introduction will go live on Instagram immediately after this. I was saying how when God saw darkness, God did not say, there's darkness. No, that's not what God said. God said, let there be light.
Yeah.
He looked at the situation and called the solution. Way too many times when we look at ourselves and we look at the instruction of God, what we simply do is echo the negatives. What we do is echo the circumstance. What we do is affirm again what will not work. When you ask the question, if I was Mary, let's even pretend I allowed the angel to speak. That angel will be better good at debating because I'm going to debate him to the ground. Sir, I'm going to be pregnant. Do you know what that means? My reputation is on the line. Angel that wipes me silent.
If you want to debate the angel, don't forget that angel is Gabriel. And someone that tried to debate him.
He will just shut you up. But these things are valid because way too many of us know that God has called us to do something. And like you were saying, when you start, you don't know what it will become. I would share something here that some of you might have heard in private sessions. When LizaX first started, I was in analytical mechanics class. So those of you who don't know, I'm a physics teacher by training. I was in analytical mechanics class in 300 level. And I stood up out of that class. I went to my lecturer and I said, sir, I don't want to analyze mechanics. I want to analyze people. I just looked at him and I said, I want to analyze people. There were a group of younger lecturers. I went to them and I said, I want to analyze people. That was literally how I moved from being a physics major student to knowing, oh, okay, I'm going to do psychology. But then I started at Lisa Express and I wasn't even sure what the full picture would be. I went on and started this thing like motivation gradually, and then it moved into therapy, moved into sex therapy, and it grew. Then there was ministry on one side and I was thinking, who do I know that is a sex therapist and is a minister? It makes no sense. Way too many times you are waiting for the strategy. So if you're like me, you're a structure person. I'm very huge on structure. I need to know what goes out when. As I speak to you, my coaching program for 2024, my team and I scripted it last year. The entire podcast I will record till September of 2023. The topics are already in a Google Drive. We set podcast list for 1 year. I like long-term plan. But when it comes to what the Lord will do, there is a place for you to let go. And it comes to the conversation of where he was saying, God told Jeremiah. God calls Jeremiah a prophet. And Jeremiah says, no, I'm a child. God comes to Gideon and says, Gideon is a man of valor. And Gideon looks at himself as small. God comes to the children of Israel and tells them to take over Jericho. But they come and say, oh, we are like grasshoppers. That is a variant of pride. That is a variant of pride. Pride is a focus on me. Simple. Pride is when I focus on what I can do in every circumstance. One of my favorite biblical stories that I tend to go to, and people always look at me with shock that why would you go to that story, is the story of Vashti. I think Vashti is deserving of a class, a master class. The Bible records that the men had been drinking for days, and the king said to call Vashti because Vashti was fair to look upon, right? She is fair to look upon. These men have been drinking. And the king is calling Vashti to walk out in the midst of drunk men. If I am her, I would rethink it. But here was the crime of Vashti. Vashti's crime was not that she was evil. Vashti's crime was not that she was wicked. Vashti's crime was that she did not believe the authority of the king was enough to protect her. That was her crime. Vashti's crime was that she did not believe the king had enough power to defend her in a room of drunk men, that his authority is more important, is, I don't know how to explain it. He has so much power and so much capacity that a room of drunk men cannot touch her as long as it was the king who called her. Way too many of us look at our assignments and say, oh, I cannot come into this field because these people who are there, they are powerful. I cannot come into this particular thing because these other people who are there, they are more educated. I cannot come into this thing because these other people who are there, they have more strength. They have more structure. We convince ourselves that we are unworthy of the assignment on the basis of other people, that we forget that the king who called us has authority, that the king who called us equipped us. Let me help your faith. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1. Read it in another translation. He said, you have been anointed and qualified. Too many times we look at the anointing as the spiritual. We forget the qualification. The qualification now comes as skills and teachers. I've been studying the book of Isaiah recently. I can't remember the chapter in Isaiah. But he said, even though you eat the bread of adversity, that you will see your teachers. Even though it's a season where it looks like you're consuming the bread of adversity, you will see your teachers and you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk therein. Because we don't believe what we've been called to do, because we don't believe who we already are, we don't see our teachers. So I could have sat down in 2015 when I had that eureka moment in school and say, oh, how am I going to be a psychologist when I'm already a physics student, right? I could have had that limitation, or I could have dropped my bio. I finished writing my exams, I think, August 31st. September 6th, Lisa Express was launched. Or I could have finished my exam on the 6th, dropped my bio on the 31st, dropped my bio, launched Lisa Express on Facebook with Better Me with Lisa, not even knowing what I'm going to do. Guess what? I did not meet another sex coach until about 2 years after I started. No, 1 year plus after I started. Many of you don't have helpers of destiny, helpers of war, because you are not even warring. You don't have people who can support the vision because you're not even doing the vision. Write the vision, make it play. Nobody is coming to run with you because even you who owns the vision, you did not write it. You don't believe it. You're not working towards it. You are not able to put strategy to what God has called you to do and do it, like have actionable plans. Leke is going to go into the data part of this thing. We've had the spiritual conversation. So if you missed it, you're going to have to listen to the replay after now. We're going to go into the data part, but I want us to know that maybe the reason we've not been able to move, maybe the reason we've not been able to interpret spiritual wisdom in a way that works in a mortal world, in a human world, it's because we don't even believe the vision is ours. We don't even believe that we qualify. We don't believe the authority of the God who has sent us. Vashti's crime was not that she was evil. Vashti's crime was that she did not believe the authority of a man who was head over 100-something provinces, that man could keep her in a room of drunk men. That was Vashti's crime. Do you even believe? Do you even believe? When God called you a prophet, did you even believe? When God said anointed, did you even believe? When God called you, when God said be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, did you even consider that there's something in you that can replenish this earth? Because if you don't believe, let me tell you what you're going to do. You're going to use church as an addiction. You're going to use ministry to cover up your insecurity. You're going to say you're praying for the nation, but you will not do anything for the nation. You're going to behave like all you are is a spirit being. But here's what I've been saying all week. If all we are spirit beings, we should not be in a human world. No, we shouldn't. We should be floating. We should not be living. You don't need a house. You don't need clothes. You don't need anything. Just be in the spirit realm. Saleke, I'm going to pass it to you. When God has given us something to do and now we believe it, how do we get into planning? How do we get into strategy? You define strategy at the beginning in a very salient way. You said strategy is knowing the will of God. Because if I just say, oh, Lisa is doing this thing like this, let me carry it and do my own, then I will not be doing strategy for my calling. What I will simply be doing is copy and paste. And in that case, it will not give me the results for what I want. So now that I know what God is calling me to do, and I believe it, I'm hoping this network is not taking him out. I'm really hoping so. Now that I believe what God has called me to do, now that I have received it, how do I go from here to there? How do we use data to do something that God has now called us to do? How do we interact with people on an earthly plane so that you don't come into a business meeting and you're talking of the angel, the fallen angel, and the spirit moving and the signs in the atmosphere? Because now everybody's going to look at you like you're mad. Yesterday, I experimented with AI and I told AI to generate article topics for me. Bro, that thing generated 800-something article topics in less than 30 minutes. And I was looking at it like, work has changed. Ministry patterns have changed in 2023. So how does data come in? How does science come in? How do I use all of this information on this earth plane and connect it to what God has already said and then do the will of God? And that's where we round off.
All right. Thank you. I don't know. New Testament is supposed to be a blessing. But on this part, I was thinking the greatest mutation we've had in the somehow it came from our interpretation of the New Testament.
Please go on.
It's dichotomy between spiritual and secular. So that you now have church, Sunday, Monday, you know, workers, corporate sector, so that we have this ministry, even the full-time ministry, part-time ministry. I'm saying this to say, David was the king of Israel. Like a King Charles of England. Do you understand? That is the runner of the city, you know. The best you can have is a prime minister, not a president anymore. Because you are king and you are seen as the president of the land. You know, another case I want us to go to is Nebuchadnezzar, you know. When they call them kings those days, they are not just, they're like Uta Pendragon, if it makes sense to you. They rule the city from commerce to military to agriculture to medicine. They are all around. Does this make sense? So when you're looking for the best worshiper in the land, it was David. When you're looking for a psalmist, it was David. We're looking for a prophet that could write anything and, you know, prophesy into the future, talk about Christ, talk about anything. It's still the same David. In fact, how we got to understand the angelic order, Psalm 103, is still the same David. When you're looking for strategies, war strategy and all, is David. So literally, that one person that is king, bro, you are everything. When I would not come to New Testament now, where we have Christ, who now want to separate it as, okay, I'm a pastor, I'm not the one there. So you accept to be ignorant in some ways, or to be intelligent in the Bible. It now makes it look like the Bible is that abstract reality that just affects our morality. Do you understand? But now, before you now do all of that things out there, you know, this is the Bible cannot help you do this one. This is not just Christianity. And that's why you have people having dual lives. And I'll come at it this way. You mentioned strategy. Let me just go there. The fact that God gave me a vision, or is giving you a vision in a continuous way, does not mean you will run it like half fellowship or a prayer meeting.
Let's
put it this way. Either we like it or not, either we agree or not, Facebook is a vision God gives somebody. It's not a business. And that is why you have companies have things like strategic statements. And I'll go back into this thing. So yeah, Africa has messed many of us up to a point that when we're doing business in Africa, you just pack biscuits, pack inside tray and go as I start selling. It's only when you start applying for a grant and they're asking you for your vision, your mission statement, your objectives, you start cooking something up from the blues. Mission to become best biscuit company in the world. Mission to have factories in all the state capitals in Nigeria. Objectives to create biscuit that allows stop biscuit for diabetes patients. Even you as you're writing. And you know what those white people do for you when you apply for those things? They make you write those things many times. They ask many times over. They ask in different forms, what part of the world is this thing solving? What part of SDG are you dealing with? Do you understand? What goal is this happening? Are you having social impact? What is it with sustainability? Because they know that if you have lied with your vision and mission, having to answer consistently over 50 queries will show your life. And just that anything God has given to us with a vision. That thing God gave you is the ultimate vision, right?
Okay.
But I would not say, write the vision. Those who see it, you understand, will run your way. Say, write the vision, make it plain. Those that see it will run with it.
Wow.
Zuckerberg in his mind might just see that I want to talk to my, you know, I want to create a platform where I can meet my friends and talk. That is the vision he created. But by the time he brought engineers, all of that intelligent people on board, you now see the great things. So they ran with the vision, not with Zuckerberg. So meaning, let me break it down. Running with the vision means how you understand the vision. How you see the vision is what you will run with. When I make my vision plain, okay, I want to start Aweda City. That's what you made plain. By the time you build your team and you explain this vision to them, the interpretation of the Holy Spirit to everyone's mind would be a bit different.
I think that happened with conference. The first day I made a list of all the things that would happen at conference, I did not remember to put the theme of the conference. One of the ladies on the conference team came back to me with the exact conference team. And I was like, okay, that's scary, but okay.
For instance, let me increase it further. You may have seen a conference. Somebody on your team may be seeing a company currently. So Facebook wanted to probably just an interactive platform, yeah? But people were seeing Facebook markets. Because by the time you check all of those solutions, it's not just Zuckerberg pointing all of those things out. Is that some of those visions cannot fall into our hands because the systems we have built around ourselves cannot bring them out. But we have a way. Don't forget I told you earlier, you know, that's why it's good for us to have extensive meetings in church. Because somebody will probably have run with the idea that if God gives you an idea, you won't know, you won't be ready for it, just run. And the person has locked off now. Going to go wrong with that. And that's not complete. Because if we continue for the next 10 hours, I will still be analyzing the situation for you.
We have a full class for people who want to launch out June 3rd called Courage to Start. So we'll take time to break it down. But I wanted people who came for the last two sessions to be able to have this idea to move with. So in case they don't come to that class, they don't get stranded.
You know why I say that? Because after Mary believed that vision, he now had to serve up it. Whether you like it or not, Joseph was part of his team. The family, that story, they were part of his team.
The old team were Elizabeth was part of the team, the whole team.
The wise men that brought it were part of the team. The star that led them to Christ, part of the team. And they all had the same vision. We want to birth Christ. Mary didn't have too much. You shall conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. What if he has called him Taiwo? You need to make vision clear in your mind.
Don't do that. Taiwo, really?
No, I'm saying that because, so, I was working on something for somebody, and I picked up a strategy. And I realized that these guys have a old textbook on writing a strategic statement. Mission, vision, and objectives. I don't know if you heard me. A whole full textbook. In fact, I still have, I don't know if I could have my book here. I was picking up, I still picked up one book today. And it's this, your strategy means a strategy. You know. And I realized how deliberate they are on structuring themselves.
That's right.
Either we like it or not, what we have as the corporate space today, what we have as companies, what we have as offices, what we have as career paths. I don't know if you understand. What we have as career paths, career goals, future of work, project managers, product managers. Have you ever thought yourself, Scrum, somebody actually sat down one day and wrote that methodology and made it a course. I don't know if you're following what I'm really saying. Made it a course and now built a career path you cannot call project management. That aside,
from where he is, I'm beginning to think and ask myself, How many of us have people in our corner we can do work? We can actually do God's calling with. It's very easy for us to say, oh, this person does not like me and that person does not like me. And if I tell them, they'll steal my idea. And if I do this, they'll do this. We always have this negative perception that if I share my vision with people, someone will steal it away from me. Now, what is present day Lisa Express? When I was 16, I already had the idea. I was telling people, I said I was always in the way. I just never knew. If I had known, I would have done biology earlier. By now, I should have my PhD in neuroscience. Anyway. I remember being 16 and having the idea, and I was always repeating it around my colleagues because I kept feeling someone who is older than me should just steal this idea and do it because that space was vacant. Nobody stole the idea until I was 21 and finally came to do it. And then when I started doing it, I was able to get people to support me. Too many of us are keeping our ideas under the table that if I bring it, somebody will steal it. If you don't still bring it, somebody will do it because the truth is the vacancy is open for the whole world to see. So can you get to work? Salike, please continue.
All right. So there's a part of this conversation I really want to switch to. And I really hope that God will help us take it, including myself. In the days of Rockefeller, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we won't have software developers.
Okay.
We will not have video editors.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that. These guys somehow, and I'm talking of them in the Western world now, they somehow have a way they receive things, because all good things around us were ascend from heaven above. They have ways they receive things from God, and they don't just receive things for themselves. So when they receive things, everything they see is, I'm building an ark. So for that person, World Wide Web, God help him, the guy has created a career path.
You jumped into my conclusion, but continue.
I'm going to talk. At least, I'm sure that the same career partner has developers, network engineers, cloud engineers, you know, and then you can imagine from someone being able to craft God's instruction perfectly. I really don't know if we understand what I'm saying here. For someone being able to craft God's instruction perfectly, the same instruction may have come to an African who ended up just killing a fish and eating it because that's the way he could interpret it. And somebody stood on that same instruction and we have empires building. When God begins to drop instruction on us, many of us believe that when we pick it these days, what comes to our head is, I want to build a church. I want to start a ministry. I want to pack some mentees, which is very good. But if you understand that I am a God, this whole planet is created because God created the light, and it started from that place. That means I can build, you know, when you see Microsoft, for instance, I know many of us have seen companies, but I'm not seeing companies. I'm saying, where did this guy start from? What is that basic thing?
What's that thought process?
In a, you know, all this garage with a big desktop. And now, today, now let me tell you something. If you remove Microsoft, today, majority of the offices will shut down. Because what we're using for data analysts, what data analysts use the most, Power BI, SQL, these things are built by people. So I'm beginning to see this. How we interpret the instructions from God matter. Let me not say too much so that we can get it. Go back to what I said about the Old Testament, a David being a king. So all your prayers and fastings and diligence and all the messages you've heard, all your conferences can actually lead you to build a conglomerate. I know you want to heal the sick and raise the dead, but the healing anointing does not just work in healing the sick. If there are no sick around, you can heal systems. You can heal structures. For instance, now, there are video editors today because somebody rose up one day and created cameras and built systems and built softwares. If the person has not done that, the career path called video editing will not. I was watching the owner of TikTok today, Sam. The owner of OpenAI.
Okay.
The CEO, he said something, and I will say it here. You know, he said it strongly. He said, I believe that AI is going to shut down a lot of career paths. So, but I also believe it's going to open new ones.
That's right.
So our research now is to look into the new ones and see the new career paths that will rise. And it is now these guys think. There were days where people were microbiology, you know, guidance and counseling, all these basic courses in schools. Everything shut down now, at least to a large extent. But then they have been replaced with a lot of UI, UX, copywriting, content writing, project manager, product manager, software tester.
And those of them who stayed became experts at certain things.
So they take out 10 things and they roll in 20. Not because
it's a mindset.
But a young Nigerian that can pray very well in one corner is thinking of how he's going to climb stage and people are going to fall down and then he's going to come down stage and everyone will come and then protocol will drive him to the airport, you know. the way we're even processing the visions of God, we almost make God go and give an atheist who will use it to create solution that can back the next generation, if you know what I mean. If an atheist can, you know, sorry.
Go on.
Nothing can pull down his mind. For instance, now, maybe God is looking at the earth, okay, I need the earth to move into the next level of expression. And there are technologies that will bring it.
Okay.
And at that time, if people ready to get things done, is an atheist. Trust me, the idea is going to be given to an atheist. And it's not going to be the devil. Okay, imagine during lockdown. Imagine if we did not have Facebook and YouTube during lockdown.
People would have gone mad.
To do our online services. So now mentioning strategy now, because your spiritual brings down the idea. The same spiritual builds the strategy.
True.
Because what Jesus did on earth, that he set systems in place. There were women in charge of finances, there were apostles in charge of everything, and he had them in place. For you to know that Jesus was strategic, when he was done and realized that there was no apostle to attend to the Gentiles, because Stephen, and when Stephen was preaching, Stephen was bold, but there was a fear of Peter. So Stephen may not be that loud as Paul would be. So the same Paul that was supervising the death of Stephen, so thank you, Paul. God just moved the anointing from Stephen and moved it on Paul. If you check it, the same message that Stephen preached before Paul is what Paul preached before Agrippa. So God literally released a Jew now, that's Paul, who has left well with the Romans to go preach to the Gentiles. If God was not strategic, he would not know that he needs to hire somebody who can get the job done better. When Paddy Adenuga was trying to buy Chevron at 27, one of the reasons he lost it was the finance guy who was supposed to get on his team, he could not get it. Some of us are going to ruin a lot of things we're doing because we're afraid of collaboration.
That's right.
A lot of ministers today, because you wear suits and you are shaved and you look all neat, you are fighting Mike Todd, right? Well, let me tell you the truth. If you like yourself and the Gen Z in your church, you better introduce them to Mike Todd, because you will get to them in 10 minutes.
That's right.
What you will spend 5 years shouting on those your Gen Z and teenagers, Mike Todd will use 5 minutes, I'm telling you, and he will get to them. And they will not be wayward, and they will listen to him. Because why? Mike Todd does not mind if he has to spend $10,000 to act that illustration in one service. He's going to act that illustration. You know my third, right? I don't know if anyone...
His illustrations are something else. They're a whole movie scene. Let's move on.
Call his production team, call his scriptwriter for him to illustrate just... Okay, today he was doing Put Your Heart Inside God. That Let Your Heart Be Saved in God. And you can go and watch it. I think it's the latest thing on his Instagram. What he did to get that thing done. Meanwhile, you who are insulting him, we only pick up your mic in church and be shouting, Put Your Heart Inside God. You know... And fine, let's not get all churchy here, but the kind of technology you will need to bring down God's instructions, we need a lot of collaboration. Joseph did not have any in. Do you understand? He doesn't have any in. Look at when Jesus was walking on earth. Even when he wanted to perform a miracle, it was not the one that brought the 6 jars of water that he turned to wine. So I've said first thing, you must sit down to receive the vision perfectly. Mm-hmm. Number two, you must have the strength to collaborate, the willingness to collaborate. I heard Lizzie share, you must not be afraid that people will steal your vision. You're not the only one with the Holy Ghost. Others who have Holy Ghost, and they also, for God is leading them, they are not going to cheat you. Sometimes you'll be surprised that you know in part that vision you're sharing. And it's until your Moses meets a Jethro that Jethro will have to tell him to get 70 elders to get the city running. That's when you said that the completion of destruction of your own vision is in someone else.
That's right. Yeah. It takes humility to accept that I don't know enough. That's why we are angry that I preached a sermon, or maybe I had a revelation and someone else preached that same revelation, and you're upset that they have preached my message. Really?
You know, it works. There is Larry Page, there's Abena Jeffries, both working on Google. Do you understand? There is Steve Jobs, there's Steven Wozniak, working on Apple. So I'm mentioning the names not because I'll show you I know names, but because so that you can know that the surnames doesn't sound like they came from the same father. These are people who understand how to. So, I don't know if you can get an assignment here. If it's easy, maybe you can go on Netflix and go and watch the Brigade movie on Netflix, and you will see what it did to solve the old toilet and water problem in Africa. It was crazy. Those guys can go to get whatever they could get. And the truth is, as hard as these things are, as funny as these things are, they are the instructions believers have. They are the instructions that Jesus was to enter ministry. He chose 12 disciples first. It's all over scriptures. So the person that ran away with, you can do it without starting, or without knowing what it is. I hope he's here to hear this part. That goes to next, the team you pick, the kind of recruitment you do, the kind of people you bring on your team. And it's not all recruitment that works with money. Go and read. Sometimes you can evaluate whatever you're doing, share equity, employee share options, bring people on board to run this thing. Don't just think you want to run a church. That's the problem. And the church thing has given us so much greed. you just want to be the pastor, all the money comes to you. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not talking church, I'm talking the idea you're saying. But the same way you want to be the pastor where all the money comes to you, everybody is a volunteer worker, usher, choir, drummer, you know, you understand. It's the same way you want to run this idea.
That's not the way it works.
And that's not the way it works. Facebook is paying salaries today. It's paying millions to people from this small idea. So,
I think I want us to close out here.
Okay.
I want us to close out here. What would you say to people now that they collaborate, now that they know the data? What would you say to them as a finishing touch? God has spoken, you believe, you received, you've put together the team. What else do you would you say to them?
I want to say it this way. I would say be selfless.
Hmm.
You know,
God's.
All the rules you need are inside the Bible. Yeah, God. God was willing to share everything he has. Jesus and the Holy Spirit. You start losing with the team God has given you to run the vision if you start holding back from your team. Things as simple as money, you're holding back. Relationships, you're holding back. You have a meeting with somebody stronger. The person has not said don't come with anybody. Sometimes it won't happen. You know, when Jesus was going up the mountain, don't forget, I mean, when Moses was going up, it's the Israelites that told him not to come down. The Israelites that told him they don't want to see God, they're scared. Not like God told them not to come. That's why Moses started going by himself. When Jesus was
Joshua was still even there.
Yeah. When Jesus was going on to Mount Transfiguration, he went with people.
He
wanted to be there. Trust me, Jesus would have carried them. But if you check the way disciples walked with Jesus, there was a 12, there was a 3, there was a 1. There was always a 3 that don't mind going into some corners, but this is not the time for all of that. But I think that's just what I will leave you with, really. Be willing to share everything. And I don't know why I want to make reference to these guys, but you can go to Microsoft, you can go to Facebook. People are earning big. If it's an African sphere, people will probably be earning small. You know, we need to get this mindset out of our mind. Be willing to share everything. I don't know why I'm saying this, but be willing to share.
It's important. It's vital. It's that mindset that says it has to be me. It has to be me who does it. It has to be my name that is on it. It has to be who gets the respect, the profit, and all the things. This is the longest IG live session we've had, but I really don't mind because it's important that people get these things. So thank you so much. Thank you for sharing from your abundance. What I will be more excited about is for someone to tell me 5 years down the line that live session you had with Leke, I was there. And it changed the trajectory of my business. But here's what I'm going to close out with for those of us who are listening. You will not figure this all out in 1 week. So don't say, oh, I will not start until I have the team and I have the this. That's the voice of the enemy trying to trap you so you don't move at all. That perfection, I say, oh, I have to get all of this right. No, let me shock you. Lisa Express is going to be 7 in September. We finally just got the structure for our onboarding to some of our finances this year. Is it because we are lazy? Absolutely not. For every year in the business, you can see a different thing that shifted. So here's an interesting thing that happened. I'm very lenient with money. I know I am. If someone comes to me and says, oh, I want a session, but my ancestors, headache is worrying them. I'll be like, oh, don't worry, don't worry. So here's what happens. My admin, she's the iron lady where money is involved. She does not allow my founder's floor. For as long as I was fully in charge of that, we kept having those type of issues. So my admin comes in my DM like, ma, I thought we said we're no longer going to give out these types of discounts. And I'm like, yes, but no, there's no buts. It's her responsibility. I say I'm going to record videos on Monday. On Sunday night, my video person has already sent me a message. Ma'am, looking at the drive, the topics are there, but there's no recording. When will it come in? The audio person has sent a message. The person who is creating sound for Audacity Nation has sent a message that, oh, we need sound for the prayer albums we need to release. The person who is mastering for the prayer list has, I'm saying all this to say, you come out here and you see Elizabeth in front of the camera and you think I do this. No, I don't. I don't. Audacity Nation has a bigger team than the Lisa Express team. And these people keep me on track. Don't be so proud that you will not admit that you have what they call a founder's flaw. A founder's flaw is something that is peculiar to a leader, that is their personal flaw, but it tends to overflow into their business. So would you be honest enough to see how you are limited as a person so that your limitation does not flow on God's vision and look like it's God? So that your character flaw does not look like it's God? No, don't do that to the vision. Don't do that to God. And finally, something I learned from the men who fought with David. I think it was Joab. There was a time where they had this war and people who were coming at them from every angle. And Joab said to his people, he said, let us fight for the people. Let us fight for the people. The vision God has given you. Yes, it will give you money. Yes, it will make you popular. Yes, you will be cool. Yes, you will have your cars. Your kids will go to nice school. But the vision is for the people. Remember, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. The earth is constantly dying. Your job is to constantly replenish it. And you don't replenish it by just saying it's for I, me, and my family. No, that's not what this is. That's not what this is. Like Leke has rightly said as he closes out, and I'm closing out. Give generously. Scatter. Give in the morning and give at night, for you know not which one it will be. Don't be afraid to launch into that thing God has called you to launch into. Don't say, oh, I'm going to wait for the perfect moment, because there's no perfect moment. Time is going. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming. Like I said, Speak Your Change is already on YouTube right now. Your affirmations for your health. Leke's sister, funny enough, Jane swears by that affirmation. Jane has had the affirmation for 2 years that we published it. I think she's one of the few people, about 10 people who have it. She has had that affirmation on replay almost every month for the last 2 years. So now we've shared it publicly. Just go on YouTube, search for Audacity Nation, and you'll be able to access the affirmation. It will be released 7 p.m. every day from today till next Thursday. But if you're like me, you like to stay offline a few hours every day, then you want it offline. Go to the link in our bio, scroll down to the free resources page, and you will be able to download it. It will be sent to your email. Now, this session with Leke, you might have missed the beginning. You're just tuning in now, or you missed some part. Whatever part you missed, we will edit this, and it will be on the free resources page by next week. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a fantastic evening. Saliki, I cannot thank you enough. I cannot thank you enough. Thank you for sharing from your overflow. Thank you. All right. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.